Our scripture lesson is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. We will read verse 26 and then 33 and 34. As I mentioned before, today we begin, today's the first Sunday of season of Lent. And for the season of Lent, for these six Sundays, we're going to be reflecting upon the words of Jesus from the cross. He made seven statements, and so we're going to be taking each one each Sunday and reflect upon them and be blessed through our reflection and meditation. So, Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 26 and 33 and 34. It's found on page 1046 if you would like to follow along. Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? As the soldiers led Jesus away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. When they came to the place called Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Would you bow your heads with me for prayer? We thank you for giving us your Son, your only Son, to take our place on the cross, so that through his loving, through his giving, we may have new life that is here on earth and also eternal in your kingdom. As we reflect upon Jesus' words on the cross during this season of Lent, may the Holy Spirit open our ears and our eyes, stir our hearts and our minds, so that we can hear what Jesus meant for the world, but also for me. As we hear your words, may we hear what we need to hear today. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here, for already begun ministering to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Since we have the scouts with us, we're going to rather than having the children go to Sunday school, we are having worship time together. So, what's today? What is today?
Valentine's Day.
Today is Valentine's Day. So, scouts, what's Valentine's Day? Why is that a special day? Anyone? Or any young disciples? Why is Valentine's Day special? Yes?
To love your family and everybody.
Okay, so it's a day that we love our family and everybody, a day we express our love to each other, not only for those who are lovers or going out, but yeah, for everybody, right? Yeah, so it's a good thing that today happened to be a Valentine's Day and happened to be a Scout Sunday and happened to be the first Sunday in Lent. And so we are all here. So what is love? What is love? Now, I'd like you to think about that while we go back to our scripture reading of what we just read in the Bible. Now, As you heard, what we just read in the Bible is when Jesus was led away to a place called Skull or Golgotha, and there they crucified him, meaning they put him on the cross. That's why we have the cross, big cross up there. So he was hanging on the cross, not a very, very pleasant thing. It's actually very painful, very excruciating that he had to endure through. And on the cross, he said seven things. And the first thing, the traditional order is that the first thing that Jesus said was, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." So when you hear, "Father, forgive them," what does it sound like? Is Jesus complaining? Is Jesus yelling at other people? What is Jesus doing when he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing"? What does it sound like? Ryan, what does it sound like to you? Huh? He's trying to tell who? Tell God. He's trying to tell God to that it's okay. Please forgive everybody. Yeah? So when Jesus is talking to God, what is he doing? When we talk to God, what are we doing? Praying, exactly. So the first thing Jesus says on the cross, he's praying. He's praying to God, not for himself. I mean, if anyone was on the cross, we would all be praying for ourselves. Trust me. Right? But he's not praying for himself, but he's praying for others. He says, "Father, forgive them." So who's them? Who is Jesus praying for? Yes, sir? Yes, yes. He's praying for the Roman soldiers who put him on the cross, who tortured him, who brought so much pain. Right? Absolutely. Who else? Who else was Jesus praying for? How about the crowd? There was a whole crowd gathered there to watch. And you know, the crowd was really not very nice. You know, as Jesus is being put on the cross and going through so much pain, the crowd started to mocking him, make fun of him. Is that nice? No. So Jesus was praying for the crowd. "Father, forgive them. It's okay. They don't know what they're doing." Who else was Jesus praying for? He was also praying for maybe the leaders who were there, who kind of made all this happen, because they did not like Jesus very much. Because what Jesus tried to do, it did not suit them. So they kind of conspired to have Jesus be killed. So Jesus was praying for them, that, "Father, forgive them." So Jesus was praying for the soldiers, for the crowd who were gathered there, for those leaders who was making all this happen. Do you think there were anyone else that Jesus was praying for? Yes? People who sinned against him. What does, yeah, say more. People who sin against God. And who are they? Who are they? Us. Yeah, us. Are we all perfect that we never do anything wrong? No, right? We are all imperfect that although we want to do good, a lot of times we fail and we end up doing the things that we don't want to do, or we end up doing the things that God doesn't want us to do, right? And so when Jesus prayed on the cross, "Father, forgive them," Jesus was also praying for you and me, for all of us. Jesus was praying for everyone who lived before Jesus came, and also everyone who was to come after, for all of the humanity, all throughout history. That's who Jesus was praying for. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." So Jesus was praying for all of us. Now that's love. That's love. So love is praying for those people who harm you. Love is forgiving those people who say bad things about you. Love is caring for people who you don't even know. Forgiving those who Jesus don't even know yet, that we haven't even met, but that Jesus goes extra mile to forgive us. See, when Jesus was up on the cross praying, he saw the Roman soldiers, he saw the crowd, he saw the leaders that made all this happen, but also, you know what? Jesus had you, Jesus had me, Jesus had all of us in his mind. And so when he said, "Father, forgive them," he was showing real love, forgiving us. So today's Valentine's Day, and by the way, isn't it like beautiful? I love the balloons. I love the hearts. I'm sure you love the chocolates, all the things that come with Valentine's Day. But most of all, love Valentine's Day, because we can express, we can tell other people, we can show other people, "I love you." And Jesus showed us his love. Jesus was saying, "I love you," through his prayer, "Father, forgive them." So love is expressed. Love is shown by forgiving, forgiving others who wrong us, forgiving those who say bad things about us, forgiving those who harmed us. So do you have anyone that you need to forgive? Can you think of anyone that you need to forgive? As you were driving to church this morning, did someone cut you off and made you step on the brake and you went like, "Ah!" Maybe we need to forgive that person, right? Who do you have in your mind that needs forgiveness? So that on this Valentine's Day, we can love them by forgiving them. Anyone in your family? You are the number two son, right? So does number one son, number one is a son, right? Correct? Yeah. So the number one son, because he's bigger and stronger than you, sometimes does he push you? Yeah, yeah. So, do you think you want to forgive him for being mean to you? Okay. So do you want to tell him? Not now, so later? Okay. Yeah. You know, number one son. Number two son is, you know, sometimes he does things that you don't like, right? Kind of makes you mad from time to time. He would say things, he will take your things, he scribble on your homework. Oh, he ate your homework. So then what do you do on Valentine's Day if you love him? Yeah, you want to forgive him? You want to think about it? So we forgive other people because Jesus showed us how to love each other by forgiving others. But one thing I want to also talk about today is we also need to love ourselves. That means we also need to forgive ourselves. There may be things that we have done that we really don't like. And, you know, sad to say, some people might say, I hate myself. Right? Sometimes there come a time where you are ashamed of what you've done. Or you don't like yourself because you really wanted you to achieve this much, but you only came this way, this much. And so you're not proud of yourself. There'll be other reasons. And we also need to forgive ourselves as a way of loving ourselves because God made us all precious. God loves us just the way we are. Yes? Because this is Valentine's Day, I couldn't resist. Got a little heart dum-dum pops. You know, this is new. I've never seen this, heart dum-dum pops. So I would like you to take a couple when we leave today, and one for you, and I would like you to eat them as you enjoy. After you suck on it five minutes, what happens to the candy? It goes. It disappears, right? Yes, it gets smaller and smaller, and then finally it disappears, and all you get left is the stick. Then you throw it in the garbage. When Jesus was on the cross saying, Father, forgive them. See, to bring love to others, to bring enjoyment to others, just like the candy, you get smaller and smaller. That's what forgiving is. And so on the Valentine's Day, as we hear Jesus praying for us, God forgive them, we are reminded of what Jesus did for us, loving us, forgiving us. And also, we are to go forgive others. Now, Scouts, why do we do that? Why do we do that? Because Scout is reverent. And what does that mean? Scout is reverent. It means that we worship God, we revere God in the way that it's not just up here, but we live it. We do it to others what we receive from God. So when Jesus forgives us, then what do we do as the scouts who are reverent, scouts who are reverent, what do? We turn around and we forgive other people, especially those who did wrong for us. Okay? So, candy, take a few after service. And also, when you leave, please take a balloon with you, all of you guys. Okay? Take it as a reminder that Jesus loves you on this Valentine's Day. Amen?